righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget to sign up for our Big Commerce Casino Tournament. I know Carrie Kasem is here tonight.
I'm
you going to try to slide
I'm
down
playing.
There? Are you playing?
Oh, yeah. You told me I could. Unless
oh, yeah.
You're like,
absolutely.
I'm playing.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I just played in Vegas.
You dress up for the thing?
4 or 5 days ago.
You put the makeup on and put those that bra on?
I was actually thinking of, you know how my hair is naturally curly?
Right.
Getting out of the shower, letting it dry, naturally. Taking a brush to it, brushing it out so it's all fully frizz Yoko Ono. Putting like some kind of like facial hair in a mole.
Wow.
And wearing like bag lady clothes.
Jesus
and just sitting
Christ.
There.
Oh, so it'd be like a Tuesday night.
Exactly. Yeah. Like what I look like now. Yeah. What do you think? I thought
that's a
good
nobody
idea. Will recognize me.
It's a great
nobody
idea.
Will come up to me.
It's a great idea. But
no,
you know what?
No, I'll dress nice, of course. Yeah.
In 20 years, you won't have to stretch for that look. So, you know, wait. Let's wait.
No, I'll look good. I'll look good. I'll look good for you, Tim.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, Carrie Kasem. It's going to be on August 28th at the Commerce Casino, but you have to sign up online. Did you sign up, by the way?
Oh, I really have to sign up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe we'll pick you. No, we're going to give you a golden ticket. You get a ticket. You'll play.
I have the golden ticket.
Yes. I got a golden ticket. In my... How's that go?
Yeah, you know it. Come
yeah,
on.
Gina,
I have
on,
a golden
you.
Ticket. I have a golden something to... Sorry, I can't help you.
I have a golden ticket.
I have a golden ticket.
I have a golden ticket in... Yeah. All right. That's from... What is that? From Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Right?
Yeah, chocolate
Willy Wonka.
Factory.
Charlie
right.
Bucket sang that.
Are we going to go to a Chorus Line this Saturday?
Do you want to? I have tickets.
I do.
An amazing, amazing listener gave me tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. While you guys discuss the Chorus Line, I'm going to tell the mail listening, that our audience
knows Chorus Line better
that
than the two of us
Commerce
put together.
Casino is going to hold that tournament on the 28th. You sign up by going to our website, which is 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com and click under contest.
And we're number one, right?
No.
We're the second one?
Nope.
Well, they said we were going to be number one, so we can't be less than the third one down, right?
You have to start scrolling down now to sign up by the 28th. But once you sign up, you might get selected. If you're one of the 500 lucky people that gets that golden ticket, then you're going to the Commerce Casino with a chance to win money, free food, and play in a poker tournament that is easily our most popular remote that we do every single time. Thousands of people want to play. Unfortunately, there's only seats for 500. But come on down and watch anyway. And here's a tip. If you come down to watch and there's an extra seat, some people have gotten in.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
You didn't hear that tip from me, though.
Are the massage lady's going to be there?
Yeah, the massage lady will be there.
Just one?
Oh, no, I think there'll be a couple.
There's a few, right?
How many do you need to work on?
I want at least one, but I know people hog them.
I think it's a dollar a minute or something?
It's either a dollar or $2 a minute, yeah.
All right, so come on down. The Commerce is located between the 710 and the 605 freeway off the Interstate 5 there. It's awfully easy to see. So come on down on the 28th of August, but sign up on our website, 971freefm.com, then go under contests and click on my dopey picture there. All right, do we do the news at 9, or we try to do it around 9? It's a little after 9 tonight with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Gina. Gina. Don't you really
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
We should put together a CD of all the Gina songs.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, you could sell it on your website.
Yes. That was a good one, though.
Gina Grad.
Blues Traveler. Yeah, John Popper, Blues Traveler.
That's a good one.
It's a great
all
one.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the news with GinaGrad.com. She told me to do that. She laughed it off like it was my idea. All right, what's on the news, GinaGrad.com?
Anyway, do you really have a GinaGrad.com?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's a great website, right?
I have a CarrieKasem.com, but it hasn't been up for years. It goes straight to my MySpace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I need somebody.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you doing stand-up on your website?
I totally am.
Tim.
You are?
That's, you know what? And it's actually at yourliveweb.com. They take a picture of you, and they shoot you, and then you put it right on your website. So when people go on, it's you walking around your website, pointing out things and talking about things.
Oh, I
have you seen
that?
Yeah, you should do that, especially for comedians. It's great.
I'm a comedian.
You can do stand-up comedy.
Tim.
Like that. If you go to GinaGrad.com, is that still up there?
No.
You doing stand-up? Yeah,
it's
it is.
Off.
No, it's up there.
It's off.
Go click on GinaGrad.com and she's
Are you really doing stand-up?
Yeah.
No.
I'm
going to
go on right now.
She does,
I'm going
totally
right
off.
Now.
She does
You're
it.
A liar.
All right, what's in the news, GinaGrad?
Anywho.
.com.
Well, A Texas couple whose sick dog died as the pair waited along a Texas roadside while a police officer wrote them a speeding ticket, said they are not satisfied with how the officer involved was reprimanded and believe he should be fired.
Uh-oh.
Michael Gonzalez and his girlfriend were pulled over as they raced to an animal hospital, allegedly at speeds up to 100 miles per hour. And Gonzalez is seen in the footage on the police dashboard dashboard camera screaming hysterically that the dog, which is a little teacup poodle named Missy, was dying. Officer Paul Stevens coldly responded to the man's plea, stating, "It's just a dog. You can get another one." Though Officer Paul Stevens' supervisors found him not guilty of misconduct in the incident, the police officer was ordered to undergo counseling. We have some of that audio. It's a little hard to hear, but now that I told you, you'll kind of get the picture.
All right. So this is the audio of the cop pulling over the
couple. Yeah, and the couple saying, "Please, please, please, we got to go."
And the dog died while he's writing the ticket.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go.
Not that vehicle, sir.
You can
get another one.
What an a-hole.
You can get another one.
I'm sorry. You can shoot me. If my cat is sick, I would not pull over.
Yeah.
I do not care. I would. He'd have to shoot me carrying my cat into the hospital. You know what? That's how.
That might be news. Bigger news than that. Dude.
No, I would. I don't care. He would literally have to shoot me to stop me from taking my cat to the hospital. And they were begging, you know, like, please, we got to go.
Dog died on that woman's lap.
Yeah. While he was writing the ticket. Right.
What was he hit by a car? What happened?
He's choking.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Dog was choking.
And they couldn't, like,
Heimlich?
They tried everything. That doggy Heimlich. Tried to get another dog to give it the Heimlich.
Right.
Didn't work out.
Now, do you remember, was it last year when that woman was speeding to get her father to the hospital who was having a heart attack?
Yeah.
And they gave her a hard time and arrested her?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes. And they have
footage.
Happened? I saw the footage of it. The father ended up being fine, but she was begging the cop. She said, "My father is in the passenger seat. He's having a heart attack." And they cuffed her.
Mm.
And, you know, could have been fatal.
Cops are out of control.
Wait, they cuffed somebody after they said, "My father's having a heart attack?
Yeah, my father's having a heart attack."
Instead of saying, "Let us escort you to the hospital."
I would start speeding just so someone would pull up, and I'd say, "Keep going so I can follow you."
Yeah.
But that didn't happen that way.
You know what? I think cops in different states are different, because I got pulled over in Oregon about a year ago. I was going 70 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone, and I got pulled over, and the cop's like, "Why are you driving so fast?" And I said, "It's embarrassing, but I gotta hit the can." And you know what he did? He said, "Follow me." And I followed him for a block, and he took me to a gas station, and he goes, "Go in there, the gas station. I'll watch your kid." I was with my kid. And his name is Officer Brown.
Oh my God. Did you let him watch the kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a police officer.
And I went in, used the restroom, came out, and I said, "Thank you very much. I said, you saved my life here. Let's write up the ticket." And he says, "I'll tell you what I'll do.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to write your name down in my little black book here. And if I see you speeding or doing anything over the next 6 months, I'm going to give you two tickets.
Ooh,
one for this.
Double or nothing.
And one for the next one. But I'm not going to give you one now." And I said, that's the first break I've ever gotten. You tell a cop, LAPD cop, that you got to go to the bathroom, and he'll shoot you in the ass.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care.
Yeah.
Shoot you in the ass.
Speed things along.
There's been some really good cops out there, and a girlfriend of mine got pulled over, and she was being really nasty. She's like, I have to be on air. I'm going to be on air. She does the news. She's like, I've got to go. And they said, I want you to repeat this. And she's like, "What? What? What do you want to repeat?" "All cops aren't bad." He literally
God.
He's like, "You can go." He's like, and then he said, "What? I bet you work for this channel." And she goes, "Yeah." And she goes, "How'd you know that?" And he goes, "All the pretty girls work for that channel."
Oh, that's
and he let
funny.
Her go. But he's like, he made her repeat a couple times, "All cops aren't bad." And she felt so bad for being so mean to him.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this actually happened two nights ago. My girlfriend, a friend of mine, got pulled over because she swerved a little bit, and he was going to take her in for drunk driving. She's like, "My life is over." Like, she got very calm. She had a couple tears, but she fought back. She's like, "Please, this would ruin my life. I'm fine. I live two blocks away. I'm totally fine. Please, please, please." And he gets all, "I don't know. I don't know if I should do it." And finally he goes, "I'm going to give you a break.
didn't take any of her information, hit her up on MySpace the next day.
Oh,
hey, I'm the cop that let you off.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, you gross MF-er.
So he didn't, she didn't respond? Or?
No, she didn't hit that, no. No.
And she was she like, drunk?
No. Drunk, you know. I don't think she would have blown
buzzed.
It. Yeah, I think she was cool. Anyway, but yeah, right. yeah. So, you know, hit her up on MySpace.
Yeah, you know, cops got to get laid.
Too. Whatever.
All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina Grid?
Well, 36-year-old actress Christina Applegate of Married with Children and Samantha Who fame elected to remove both breasts after testing positive for the gene mutation linked to breast and ovarian cancer.
Wait, so she didn't even have breast cancer?
Oh, I heard she had it and they took it out, whatever it was. They
exactly.
did get out. It was a very small bit.
In one boob?
Right. Yeah, but they took them both.
And they took them both out?
Yeah, precautionary, yeah.
Is she married?
She's divorced.
Yeah.
She's divorced
now. He was cute.
Jonathan Sage. Oh, what a doll.
Because don't you have to ask, like, his opinion on what you should do?
Well, there's more. It's okay. They're being rebuilt.
Oh.
So Applegate called the operation a logical decision after her mother battled breast cancer. And here in our first clip, Applegate appears on Good Morning America announcing what her current status is.
All right, here we go.
Health situation.
I'm Applegate with that breast cancer.
So what are your doctors telling you? What is your prognosis?
I'm clear, absolutely 100% clear and clean. It did not spread. They got everything out. So I'm definitely not going to die from breast cancer.
I can't stop smiling.
Maybe a bus. But, you know, I really that I have nothing to do with.
Oh, boy. Well, good for her. She's
good sense of humor.
From what I understand, I always hear like great stories about her.
Yeah,
she's not like a pain in the ass.
Very cool.
She seems like a nice girl.
Yeah.
That's hard, though, to have both of your breasts removed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, apparently she's undergoing now an 8-month reconstruction on rebuilding them.
Takes 8 months?
Yeah.
Well, you have to heal. You have to stretch the skin to put the implants in. So then your skin has to, then they have to recreate, what is it, a nipple? Or did they just go in and take all the glands out? I wonder.
I don't know. When I've seen people with mastectomies, they do not have nipples.
Right. That you have to,
they
you have
don't?
To, no, you have to put a nipple in. But you can. You can make the whole areola and the nipple. You can create the whole breast again.
Well, you know, if you don't have nipples, that means you can go to pool parties and you're cool. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, getting cold, wearing a t-shirt. I mean, enjoy yourself.
You could be on David Letterman and nothing, you can't see anything.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a bra.
No station's getting fined over her taking the top off.
It's a permanent bra.
Well, secondly, we have a clip of the good-humored TV star explaining the upside to having a double mastectomy and breast augmentation.
There's an upside?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
You know, I'm going to have cute boobs, so I'm 90, so, you know, there's that. I'm going to have the best boobs in the nursing home, I'm telling you. I'm going to be the envy of all the ladies around the bridge table, right?
All right. Very good.
Just trying to keep a good attitude.
All right, what else is going on in the news?
Well, presidential contenders Barack Obama and John McCain differed sharply on abortion Saturday, with McCain saying a baby's human rights begin at conception, while Obama restated his support for legalized abortion. And here we have a clip of Senator Obama opening up with a strange and sort of vague statement about his stance on abortion.
All right, here we go. Obama with abortion.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Well,
when they turn 12.
You know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, you know, is above my pay grade.
Above your pay grade?
What does that mean?
It's above his pay grade.
What?
What does that mean?
Well,
he's making some radical decisions on abortion. Otherwise, those aren't above his pay grade.
Pay grade was, I think, a bad choice of words.
But he's going to be president.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I think it seems like what he was trying to say was it was beyond his realm of, maybe. Beyond his realm of expertise.
It just doesn't make the way he said it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but if it's above his expertise, then what else is above his expertise?
Well, right. Let's put it this way. I think this was done at this was sort of a Christian. This was the Saddleback Church,
right?
And he wasn't going to say what he really wanted to say.
What does he really want to say?
You know,
can have an abortion anytime you want.
It can go if it's got to go.
Sir, do we drop the bomb on this country? Sir, do we, you know what? I don't make enough money to.
Above my pay grade.
It's above my pay grade.
It's above my, I can't
Call
answer
Steve
that
Jobs.
Question.
Yeah.
Call Bill Gates. No idea. But sir.
Commander in chief.
You know, the first person he's going to call.
Leader of the free world.
This is what's going to happen. Obama's going to become president, and those Ruskies are going to get crazy.
Oh, the Georgians
and all the the Poles Chinese. And he's going to they're going to invade everybody. And the first call Obama makes is that George W. Bush sitting in Texas.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
Oh, man.
Trust
that guy,
me.
That, you know what? It's above
That's his first
pay.
Call.
It's above everything.
Hey, George, get back here, man. How do you deal with these guys?
Well, he puts
on his boots and get on a plane. Let's go.
I remember being told, I think I was in seventh grade, that the president makes $100,000 a year.
I think it's higher now.
It's more now.
I think
it's
$250.
Yeah, no,
it was $250 when Bush got elected.
Four?
He made a law, so it's now it's four.
Oh, right. Well, isn't that convenient?
Yeah. All right. $400,000. Yeah. Those guys don't need it anyway.
Well, don't you? Isn't it like jail time? Like you literally hand over all of your ID and your credit cards, and it goes into a safe, and you don't see it again until you're done being president.
Yeah,
really?
Everything is taken care of.
Yeah,
100%. And then once you get out, you make book deals and speaking. I mean, you can make $100,000 off of speaking at a college. So you make so much money, it's ridiculous.
That's why I don't know why somebody wants to be president. It's pain in the ass.
Well,
half the country hates you, whether you're Democrat or Republican. Half the country hates you. And the other half of the country's not thrilled with you.
Yeah.
You know?
And, the part of people don't care.
And most
a lot of people just don't care.
Most people don't vote. I'm going to be one of those people from now on.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm getting out of that business.
You're going to
vote. No more voting.
Yeah, right.
All right. Anything else going on the news there, Gina Graham?
Yes, well, college presidents from about 100 of the nation's best-known universities, including Duke, Dartmouth, and Ohio State, are calling on lawmakers to consider lowering the drinking age from 21 to 18 years old.
Great idea.
Saying current laws actually encourage dangerous binge drinking on campus. Now, the movement called the Amethyst Initiative began quietly recruiting presidents of colleges more than a year ago to provoke national debate about drinking underage. But even before the presidents began the public phase of their efforts, they are already facing sharp criticism from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, saying that lowering the drinking age would lead to more fatal car crashes. It also accuses the president of misrepresenting science and looking for an easy way out of an inconvenient problem.
Well, here's my problem with the drinking age at 21. If you can, and I know everyone's going to say, oh, he's going to use the military, argument here. But if they can trust, if they trust you with a license, they trust you to vote, they trust you to carry a weapon, they trust you to fire a weapon at the enemies of the United States, and you can't have a beer?
Ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
That's outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
The drinking age was 18 when I went to college.
Really?
Yeah, in Bowling Green. And by the way, not so proud of this. But the reason I went to Ohio, I wanted to get my drink on early, boys.
Wait, could it be
one of the reasons I went to Ohio? Yeah.
This is going to be a little bit ignorant, but can it be a state-to-state decision like that?
You know what? It can't
it's
be right
not
now.
Not anymore, right?
Because the feds will withhold all the transportation money. All the money for roads and sidewalks and crap like that, yeah.
Now, Mexico, is it still 18 or do they
raise
their age?
No, in Mexico, I think it's 3.
get a nice michelada. All I know is that a lot of my friends went to Wash U in St. Louis, and it's the Anheuser-Busch Law School for a reason. Every day at 3 o'clock, if you brought your ID, no matter how old you are, it was a happy hour.
But you know what? That's the reason to go to college.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Is to enjoy yourself. I mean, you're getting out of the house for the first time. You get the booze going, the weed going, and you really enjoy those four-year vacation on mom and dad.
Yep.
It's great. And if
what college did you go to?
I only went for a year. I got thrown out.
Oh, man. He went to National Lampoon's College.
I got kicked out.
Did you get kicked out?
I got kicked out.
How'd you get kicked out?
Because I didn't go to school. I didn't go to class. I just sat in the dorm. Yeah.
Here's my question. Did someone make you go to college? Because you've never liked 1 minute of any classroom you've ever been in. So what was the decision?
Yeah, I felt like I was pressured to go to college.
By both parents? Or
no, mostly my mom.
Yeah. Would your dad have cared if
my
you just said no
My dad said, I'll give you $500 a month if you don't go.
Wow.
Going to save him money.
My dad wanted all of us to graduate college. My sister has her master's in medicine. I did 2 years, and my brother, no.
Not so
much.
I
mean, did some junior college, but that was the one thing he really required. He's like, I'll support you in anything you do, get your education first. So I didn't turn out too bad.
Mm.
But yeah, he really wanted us to go to college.
You know, education nowadays, the formal education is highly debatable. I mean, I know some guys who got, their education on the street, and they're doing fantastic.
Sure. Bill Gates didn't finish college. I don't think Oprah.
Amazing.
I mean, there's so many big big entrepreneurs.
Icons.
Yeah, a huge, I mean, people that out there that are making millions to billions that never graduated college, went to college.
Yeah, or they maybe went to a charter school or homeschooled. But if you take, if you, and again, I know I get a lot of flack from LAUSD, but if you put your kid in LAUSD, in Los Angeles Unified School District, at any age, when you kiss your son or daughter goodbye on the first day and they walk through those gates with their little backpack on, that's the last time you'll see that spirit in them.
Yeah.
Because they will destroy your spirit. They will destroy your child. They will not give them a proper education. 99% of the time, this is true. 1% of the time.
No, I agree with you.
1% of the time, a kid kicks ass. But they will destroy your kid's personality. They will destroy your kid's life and your life along with them. If you stick them in LAUSD, you might as well put them in a prison.
I totally agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. But you know what they should do? When kids get into high school, they should give you an option of going to a trade school.
Yes.
Uh-huh. For people that don't want to be going to be doctors or going to
vocational.
Vouchers.
Why not? And they should teach you about real estate. They should teach you about parenting. Teach you about stuff that they use. But let the kid have a choice of whether to go to a trade school or not.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's so many people that do want to do, you know, a certain trade.
You believe in vouchers over there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Of course.
Good idea, huh?
Great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea.
And, I mean, aren't there places now that are currently doing that?
Very few.
Yeah.
Yeah, very few. No. But
it's a great idea.
Yeah, but, I mean, give the parents like $3,000 or $4,000 and let those kids decide where their education is going to be received from.
Yeah. Not at the General Pop over there at LAUSD.
No, not
the
at LAUSD. LAFUSD. All right. I think Brian Whitman coined that phrase. I hate to take credit for that young man's great line. LAFUSD. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
That's what's
going on. It's the
news
of Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Now, say what you will about John Popper, the man can really write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, folks. Gina just read a story about the drinking age. A lot of universities want to make it 18 instead of 21. Do you think that's a good idea to reduce the drinking age in the United States from 21 to 18? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
You know, there were stats that said that, I think it was Italy, certain countries in Europe that didn't have the drinking age, that grew up with kids having a little bit of wine with their meals.
Became drunks?
No, didn't have such a big drinking problem per capita, like the people per capita. There wasn't such a huge problem.
Right,
I don't know now. That was years ago that I checked that out. But I swear, you know, if it was more tolerable and people grew up with a more responsible way of drinking, you wouldn't have so many problems.
Then go to Italy or go to Diamond Bar.
There you
go. Yeah, go to Diamond Bar. All right, 520-9710. Should the drinking age be reduced to 18 from the current 21 years old or 21-year-old limit? 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasin's with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. So go to a Diamond Bar. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasin is with us. And we just heard from Gina Grad that they want to try to lower the age of drinking from 21 to 18. You think it's a good idea?
It should be.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, get out of college and enjoy yourself.
Well, you know, or if you have a military license. Something like that.
Get out of high school and enjoy yourself. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, but if you're in the military, you should be able to drink. Can you drink on base? I can't remember if you can or not.
I think they do, but I don't think they encourage it. I think you can, though.
I think you can.
I don't think you can smoke, though. You know, I think they tried to kill smoking in the Navy, and I'm not sure if that was successful or not. But 18 is fine. I mean, there are a lot. You can be a cop at 18, can't you?
You know, I don't know.
I think you can.
I don't know.
And so how about this, though? I know you can be a cop at 20, because I know there was a cop in Cleveland who was 20 years old. I mean, if you can get shot by a criminal doing your job and you're a police officer And at the end of the shift, everyone goes and has a beer, and you got to go
you
home.
Can't. Yeah, that's terrible.
Or you
got to
sit there and have a Shirley Temple.
Sure.
The hell?
Yeah.
What the hell?
The buddies would buy you a beer.
All right. You think that the drinking age should be lowered from 21 to 18? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Wade in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
All right, how you been?
I'm good, I'm good. Hey, I just want to say that, you know, I'm a police officer, and I actually agree with you. Your comment a minute ago about can you be a cop at 18, it depends on what department.
Right.
I think so, but...
what about your department? I'm not going to ask department you're with.
My department is 21. My department is 21, right. But, you know, I spent about 5 years, you know, pushing a patrol car, and I got to tell you, the most common problem I ran into with people under the age of 21 and alcohol was underage drinking and nothing else.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're basically getting in trouble just for drinking, you know, just for drinking. Yeah, exactly. You know,
they're
just
drunk.
They're just drinking. They're not causing any trouble.
Exactly. I mean, and honestly, I mean, the majority of DUIs that I've had are, you know, they're guys in their 40s and 50s, man. And I agree with you. If you can go to war and carry a rifle, then you ought to be able to have a beer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right on.
I mean, it really is insane that you can go to college. You know, I graduated high school at 17. And I'm not bragging. I just happened to, my birthday fell on a crazy day. So I could have been 18, 19, 20, and 21. I could have finished college and only had a beer in my senior year.
There's no way.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, but kids drink anyways. And you drank.
I know, but not legally. No, but when I went to college, when I turned 18 in October, I was in college. And I remember going over to Charlie's Blind Pig for my birthday. And it was dime beer night, where they give you a draft beer for a dime. And you take $3 and you go out and enjoy, you know, buy beer all night
sure.
for everybody. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, do you have a fake
ID? I have an idea. How about this? How about you register to vote and you can drink?
There you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
So you get something put on your license?
Yeah.
Right. There you go. Get more people voting. How about it?
Exactly.
All right, guys.
All right. Be safe out there, dude.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Wade in Huntington Beach.
I feel like I've had something to drink tonight. You know why? Because I've had no caffeine today, and I'm just exhausted. I feel, I just need, usually I have a cup of coffee before I go on air. None.
Wow.
I feel like I've had a beer.
Hey, Gina, can you get Gary a cup of coffee?
No. I'm trying to wean myself off this addiction. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of needing some coffee to, like, be able to talk.
Yes. Vanessa in San Gabriel. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, Timmy. How are you?
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
You know, I just have to say, I have to agree with you. I was 17 when I graduated high school, 2004, actually. And I just have to say, kids are getting much more immature nowadays. They're just getting a little more crazy, a little... they're doing drugs at, you know, younger ages, and I just think it's crazy.
How old are you?
I'm 21, about to be 22 in November.
But let me ask you a question, though. Kids that do drugs and kids that do that anyways are going to drink and do drugs anyways, no matter what the, you know, age limit is. You know?
But if it's legal, they're going to have more of a reason to do it. If it's legal, then why not, you know, have one or two more drinks tonight?
But let me tell you, the kids that are going to wait to where it's a legal age... Those are going to be the responsible ones. You know what I mean? The ones that are—they're not. Nobody's going to wait because of the age. Nobody ever does. And for the military, if you're, you know, in the military, you're 18 years old. I think, you know, at that point, yeah, you can have a beer.
Yeah. Well, you know, your argument is it doesn't hold up with cigarettes. I mean, you can buy cigarettes at 18, and the smoking rates have gone down.
Well, that's true. But like when you're 17, of course you want that age to be 18. If I can vote at 18, of course, why can't I drink? But at this point, being 21, I know that if I were to be able to drink at 18, I don't think it's right at all because people are not at that mental state to make that decision.
All right. Well, then it looks like they might change it though, and you'll be SOL. Sorry, baby.
I guess so.
There you go. All right. You sound depressed. How old are you? 22.
Almost. 21.
21. Why are you so depressed at 21?
I'm not depressed.
Sit down.
I just don't think it's right at all.
Come on, get up. You're 21. You should be enjoying yourself.
I know, but seriously.
All right, get out of here, please. I can't stand when people call up and they're like, yeah, I'm 17. 17, you should be on fire.
You should be drinking right now. You
should have a personality and out there effing and getting crazy. Call us up. Yeah, I'm 17. How you doing? I agree with you, too. Please. Armando and Glendora, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
And just wanted to say, too, that I think you're crazy trying to lower the age of drinkers. As it is, kids nowadays are really immature. You want to give drunken drivers the keys to the car right after they get out of wherever, you know, their frat house at the age of 19, 18.
Yeah,
that's,
listen,
insane.
I went to school where the drinking age was 18, and nobody in my freshman class got in an accident and got killed. Nobody.
But let me ask you, Armando, don't you think that they're going to drink and drive anyways like they do now? You know,
I think they're going to no matter what. The thing is...
What age do you think people should be able to drink?
I would say 25. I'd say try to make it to where people are more mature.
Well, you know, that's what rental car companies do. They know that the human mind doesn't really form until you're 25. And you do a lot of stupid things before you're 25. But Armando, in your case, a guy could go to Iraq and, God forbid, fight for 7 tours, 7 years getting shot at and still not be able to enjoy a beer?
I would tell you this much. Maybe even the recruiting age at the Army and the Navy and all that is a little bit too young. I mean, remember
what do you think that age should be?
I would say, again, 25.
Oh,
you know, the thing is, they get them young because they can train them and brainwash them into going to war. Seriously, that's why. You can train a kid
How many kids do you think in the Army or in the Marines or Air Force are brainwashed?
Well,
what percentage?
I have dated guys that were in the military and guys that have gone to the Air Force Academy, and they will play videos. It's not necessarily brainwashing, but they get pumped to go to war, really pumped.
Yeah, they get excited to get out there and kick ass.
But at the age of 25 and over, reality kicks in. You know, mortality kicks in. But when my ex-boyfriend was going to the Air Force Academy, they would play videos at lunchtime of war scenes, real war scenes, and this like rock and roll music, and people would be pumped. They wanted to go to war.
What you want.
But I'm saying you can't do that to somebody who's 25 and over. It's a reality. There's a little more reality base there.
Yeah, but I think most of the guys that I've met who are in the armed services, they want to be there.
Yeah, but you get them young. You get them young. People, my cousins, they've been in since they were 18, right out of high school. Yeah. They've been in. One's completely messed up and has that, is it shell shock?
Yeah.
A grenade blew up his tank and he's alive, but he's destroyed. I mean, he's messed up for the rest of his life. And still, my cousins can't wait to get over there. And they say they can't wait to go over and kill people.
Is that right?
Get excited about it.
It runs your family?
Videos, and everybody in my family, including my dad, was in the armed forces.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
You're the only one that wasn't?
No, me, my brother, my sister haven't gone.
Oh, boy. We got to get you in somehow.
All of our cousins have gone.
All right, we got to take a break here. Carrie Kasem is with us. The drinking age, should we lower it to 18? A lot of universities say, yay, let's go. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Again, Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Carrie Kasem's with us.
Yeah, here I am.
Dude.
I'm here.
Should we lower the drinking age to 18? Is that a good idea? Mike in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I think that they should lower the drinking age to 18 because when I enlisted back in the military back in 1988, going to basic training and stuff like that and then going overseas, that was about the only release that we ever had. You know, it's the one thing that we could take with us.
Were you over in the first Gulf War?
Yeah, I was. I did over 250 missions for the U.S. Army.
Jesus
now on the
Christ.
Like on the bases out here in America, can you drink? I heard it's kind of like your own little country. They can make whatever rules. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you can. You can drink on the base. It's usually when you get off base that they don't condone it because then a lot of things happen. You know, guys. You know, they go into wherever it is. They will. You know, whatever town that's close to a base or whatever.
Right.
They go off base. Usually that's when problems happen, so they usually like to keep it on base.
Right. Now, can you be 18 or 19 and drink on base?
Well, I did.
Right.
You know, back in, was it 1990? You know, back in the day, I guess, so to speak, that kind of dates me back a while. But
are you still in the military?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually here on 30-day R&R, oddly enough. I've got 30 days.
From where?
Afghanistan.
Oh, is that right?
Where in Afghanistan, I can't really say, but right. No, we're...
How are we doing in Afghanistan? I heard it was going well, and then it's not going so well.
Well, I mean, it's the media's perception. You know, you guys will always hear...
That's why we want to hear from you guys. How are we doing over there?
You know, we're doing really good. It's the stuff that we do on a daily basis that you guys don't see. You know, the peacekeeping missions. It's the aid that we're given, the food, the education, and stuff like that.
Have you tried any of the hash?
We've actually experienced the hookah bars out there. Oddly enough, it's all gentlemen's. You know, no women allowed. It's strictly just men.
Yeah, how's that? How's the women's equality movement kind of going out there?
You know, it's made a huge difference from 1990 until now, because right. When I was there, the women weren't allowed to show, you know, knees. They weren't allowed to show their face.
Right.
So there have been a lot of changes made, you know, because of us.
They don't have to wear the burqas now, do they?
No, they do not.
Good for you guys.
Good, yeah.
Kicking ass out
Fantastic.
There, man.
Fantastic.
So you've been in how many years now? 20, almost 20 years?
I'll be coming up to my 20 years. Not quite yet, but I've got about 17 in.
And how far have you gone? You a captain?
Yeah, captain.
Are you going to get out at 20?
You know what? Oddly enough, I got my reenlistment papers early, so... I may do another tour. It just depends.
How high can you go? I mean, are you wanting to go to general?
Oddly enough, I'll go as far as I can. You know, it's I re-enlisted into the Ranger Corps. You know, after I did my 4 years, so now I'm an Army Ranger.
Yeah, you must be in great shape.
Well, you know, it's...
I mean, to be a Ranger after 20 years, you must be what, 38 years old?
Yeah, I'm 38.
Oh, I want to hook you up with my girlfriend. You sound hot. Are you married? You're probably married.
Actually, oddly enough, no, I'm not. Not married, no girlfriend.
Hey, and you get some of that. I'm off to Afghanistan. You get some of that tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, is your friend hot?
You know, she's really hot, and she likes the, you know, the man in the uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing. I'm telling you.
Let's hook you up with her,
dude.
Yeah, you
got to write me.
Hey, well, I definitely will.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll give you Carrie Kasem's email address.
Well, just go to carriekasem.com, and it sends you right to my MySpace.
No, we want to put you on hold, and Carrie's going to take care of you personally.
Yeah, come on.
Not in that way. Hey, you know, I know that you said it's what we hear in the media, what's going on in Afghanistan and what's going on in Iraq, but you also have to realize that most of us, at least the smart people, ignore the media and couldn't be prouder of the job you guys are doing over there.
Well, it's nice to hear, you know, every once in a while, you know, that that people are rooting for us.
And especially this audience, too. This audience roots for you guys 100%.
Yeah. I mean,
especially the ones
in
Afghanistan. And we know, you know, what's happening in Iraq. And there needs to be bases out there. There needs to be a presence out there. But it's sometimes, you know, it's hard to hear about what's going on out there. But really, we salute you. And that's great. And I keep working on making the country, I guess, a lot more accepting of women, because it was really hard to hear about how many women were being brutalized and killed out there.
Yeah, I mean, it was something else.
Yeah, it is fun to go into a bar where chicks aren't allowed, though.
Oh, Tim. It's terrible.
It's downfalls, I guess.
Yeah. All right, I understand why they're pissed. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you Kasem's email address, all right?
Okay.
Or we'll get yours for Carrie and set you up. What friend are you setting up with?
Oh, I have, you know, one of my girlfriends who just likes the...
military dudes?
Yeah.
Excellent.
You actually met her once.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hot?
She's Asian.
Oh, yeah. I know
she's
that
hot.
Is. Yeah.
And she loves that.
All right, when we come back, we have a woman here. Her name is Lama, and she is going to change the way you live. Or at least tried to. And this woman is really in tune with what you should be eating, what you shouldn't be eating, where you should be going, what you should be breathing, and all that stuff. And really, a lot of great information that we got up from her off the air, so we're going to share it on the air, including the best bottle water to drink. And it's very important, especially for you actors and actresses out there. Not so much for the military guys. Those guys will eat the, you know, they'll drink the water out of the gutter if they have to in war. War is hell! Can't get sparklets all the time! All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.